Hey friends, welcome to Thrive and Align Healing Podcast. This is Kim.
And this is Carmen.
And we basically solve all the world's problems here on the podcast. Just kidding. We talk about holistic healing.
We explore ways to change our thinking and the mind-body connection to stimulate healing in our body.
So you know, all that mind-body-soul stuff. Yep, that's what we talk about each week. So thanks for joining us. Let's get started.
My thing. All right. So my name is Brittany Burton. I've been with Kim for a few months now. I should have prepped better for this. I'm definitely one of those super skeptic people, I will just say, of just like, you know, I've done the therapy thing, I've done all of that. So not a big believer in it. So if it wasn't for Kim's reputation around people that I had just heard about, her just really starting a fire in people, I never would have given it a second thought. But her reputation's right. It was very deserving. It's been great. It's been good. I own like a digital marketing service, mainly specializing in social media management. So it's very just fast paced all the time. Every client thinks they're the only client all the time. And, you know, it's just kind of just gets very chaotic. And so it's been really nice to just, get back in control, I think, of all my feelings. And it's been really great, accepting, like learning to accept other people's models, I'll say, and kind of just let people be them and I'll be me. And it's been really good. It's been very freeing.
Cool. Alex.
Hello. Hi, I'm Alex Marks. My husband and I have been entrepreneurs in the health and fitness industry for going on 9 years. We owned a brick and mortar business for 7 years, and then we actually moved into the online space in 2019. Moving into 2020 when COVID hit and all the things went awry. I am a mom of two small children, and my family is my everything. I also have background in physical therapy, and we are also moving into the real estate space. Life is chaotic. Let's see. I've been with Kim and Carmen for, gosh, I'm coming up on my like year and a half now, you and I, I think. And truly, I don't know that I was skeptical. I thought that it was always beneficial for somebody to, or for you to have somebody to talk to, but I was postpartum about a year and a half, maybe it was closer to a year with my daughter, Ophelia. We had her through COVID. I was struggling with postpartum depression on top of all the changes that were happening in our life. And my husband actually was the one that said, hey, I really think that you need to start talking to someone. And I was like, no, I don't need to spend money on that. I don't need to spend money on myself, as moms always do. Right. Truly. And finally one day I was like, oh my gosh, I just like, I don't know that I'm going to last till the end of the year. Like I can't keep going in this direction. I'm trying to help people. I can't even help myself. So I literally Google searched someone. I Google searched holistic therapeutic or holistic therapy. And grace to God, Kim's website popped up. I literally just called and was like, these are the problems I'm having. I'm pretty sure you made me cry on our first like just random intro call together. And I don't cry to people. I don't cry to people like hardly ever. I'm a closet crier. And I sat on it for a little while and then decided like, this is what I need. And legitimately now I tell people like, this is the best investment that I think I could have ever made for my mental health, my physical health, my health as a mother. And it's just combined my ability to not just physically take care of myself, but mentally take care of myself. So yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the question?
Yeah, you're good. Good. All right, lady.
Yeah, word.
What brought you to, like, what made you want to work with me?
right? Like, what was your problem that you were looking for a solution for?
Okay, I'll go. What I thought my problem was just with my business. I was earlier on and I was like, I just need help with what's the next step? It seemed like I was always just kind of going from one thing to another, but there was absolutely no rhyme or reason for anything ever. Had no reason for doing anything. I was just winging it and hoping whatever I did was working. And so that's definitely what I thought my problem was at the time. And I heard Kim was really good with like entrepreneurial people. And so I thought that would be a good fit. And she very much proved that. You very much proved that on the first call. And I really liked that. It just wasn't like a mushy, gushy, sensitive thing, because that's not what I was looking for personally. And so it was a very good fit. Turns out there was a lot more to go into depth about, but that's where it started.
That's exactly what Terrell said before. And then he came to like, oh, you bit off more than you thought you were going to get. He was like, yes.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you an 8, Brittany? Are you also an 8?
That's such a good question. I can't remember now. I think I'm a 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. Kim's holding up a 3, I think. I'm a 3. I think I'm a hard 3.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I think 8s are a little bit more, I don't know. I think you're a little bit more chill than 3s from what I've read. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think we're just like, I don't know if we're, you threes are very highly driven to like, they need that, like, I am successful. And I think 8s have more of like, we're similar, but 8s are more like this intensity of like, we're just more intense, right? We're driven, but I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I read over that sometimes, like from time to time. Obviously it's been a while, but sometimes I like to read through, be like, I wonder what they are.
Okay, cool. Okay. I'm a talker. Why did I decide to work with you? Okay. Yeah. So the initial thing truly was because I more or less felt like I was losing my mind. I mean, let's just be transparent here. I've always been the type that I just dealt with the things that came at us. And after having my daughter and all of the things that kind of conspired between closing our brick and mortar, having some emotions around the transition with our business and what had conspired in our previous business, plus also kind of moving into a new space as a mom of 2, I was really just like in a rough space emotionally. For the first time, I think I felt in my initial life that I couldn't control, which that's like a big issue, you know, that you and I have worked together tons about, is like, I couldn't control all of the moving parts that were happening. And so it was just kind of throwing me into this constant victim cycle of these things are happening to me. And the thing that really drew me to you, and I think I had this conversation with you initially, was I was so afraid to go to someone and to start paying for someone, and they'd say like, well, you're depressed, you need medication, right? Because for me, that was like, and it does, you know, some people may need those things, but for me, I was like, my life has been centered around holistically taking care of myself. And for someone to just to say like, you're depressed, this is what you need, was like an end game feeling for me.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, when we first started, you know, I told Darren, it wasn't that you were talking at me. It was an opportunity for me to express the things that were going on upstairs that I couldn't necessarily work out by myself. And then you being able to come in and ask the questions that needed to be addressed in order for me to first get rid of the thought process of like, this is end all be all, this is not reality, or versus like, this is not reality of what's happening. And also giving me the tools, not just saying like, well, you're depressed, these are your problems that you've hashed out, but giving me the tools that actually allowed me to say like, oh, okay, I can go forward, I can fix these things. So I would say, like, again, you know, we've been together, I've gone through your first.
You went through New Beginnings, and then you.
New Beginnings.
Yep.
Right. And then I continued forward with that because of that, because of the fact that it was less about the mushy gushy, because I'm the same, Brittany. I'm not like, don't talk your feelings with me, you know, it makes me uncomfortable. No. I'm less about the mushy gushy and more about like, how can I solve the challenges that are in front of me so that I can continue to elevate my life, which is what I want for myself and my family.
Yeah. Thank you. So Brittany, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what were some of your biggest concerns and worries about working with me and Dr. Carmen before you started?
Yeah. Before I started, some of my biggest concerns was, you know, I guess there's always that thing of like, is this going to work? Even, you know, is it going to work at all? Is it going to do anything? Like, am I just wasting my time? Because I'm not a time waster. I'm a very much doer too, you know? And so there's that fear. There's, just everybody's so different out there. I remember one of my big things. I think we've talked about this before, but there are so many coaches out there. I mean, so many people call them themselves like a life coach or all the names of all the different category, all the things. And I think I had looked into it, I think for some reason or another, never like in a commitment way, but as far as just kind of seeing what's out there. And I mean, everybody called themselves a life coach. And I thought there's just no stinking way all these people are just the best. I mean, there's just no way. And then actually you were the second life coach that I like had a consultation with. And the first one I thought was like, okay. I mean, there was no red flags that I thought of until our consultation. And then I realized that there were a lot of red flags with the first girl. And I don't know. It was pretty much just sold after talking with you. It wasn't a bunch of BS. It wasn't, I don't know, it's just much more just straightforward and stuff. So I definitely had my concerns of just, what does this even look like, I guess? And then whatever it looks like, is it going to work? Right. So,
yeah. What about you, Alex? You're on mute, babe. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get the black lab, you know, my girl. Oh, she's a handful. Anybody want a black lab? No, I'm just kidding. Darren would. Yeah. Anyway, what were my concerns? It's always going to be the aspect of like, does this work? Right. You always have those feelings of like, am I going to put time and financial investment into knowing that I have some money trauma in my life that I've worked through for the last year also, but you know, there's always that aspect of, ma'am, I know, sorry. There's always that aspect of time and financials, right? And I think I was always worried, like, okay, is this going to work for me? Is it going to be an aspect of the traditional therapy of like, again, you're depressed. What else do you have to do other than to take medication? Or this is just where you are, you know, because we are like, I am a go-getter and I am forever doing things for my family. And what I didn't want to do is get into something and not only let my family down, but let myself down in that aspect. So yeah, I think that would be like one of the biggest fears other than investments in general, you know?
Yeah. Thanks, girls. So what has been your favorite part of doing this work?
My favorite part is always the aha moments when I catch myself like using something we've like talked about or learned, or I've learned, just whether it's like on my day to day. And, you know, sometimes it would like, we would have a, you know, our weekly call, and then I don't know, I'd be like, okay, like I grasped it, but it might take like a week or two, and then it would just like hit, and I would like be maybe more in that similar situation again, where I would have felt a different way, and it would just be, it was just such a great feeling. Like I remember when I like first felt it, it was just like, oh my gosh, like that worked. And so it's just fun to kind of just have that, because like all the tools that you teach are not just right now, they're not even really like situational, like for one specific situation. I mean, they're just lifetime lessons kind of that you just get to carry out, and you just have these tools forever. And I don't know. I enjoy it, just being able to use them and teach others almost. I mean, how to kind of cope with things and deal with things.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, because you have a team now, so you're having to manage other humans.
Yes, I am. And from the beginning, I've been like, I need everyone to go book some calls with Kim. That's like my answer for everyone. I'm like, listen, I'm going to need you guys to do some work with her.
Awesome.
There's somebody else on the screen.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be there?
Terry. Oh, Terry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi, Terry.
Sorry. I began with you guys talking and I'm getting it. It's gone.
Yeah, we're just doing.
Apologize.
No, you're good. You can just like listen from there. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay. What was the question?
The question.
What is the best part about
favorite part of doing this work?
Okay. Ooh, lots of things. Truly, there are a lot of things that I can think of over the last year and a half that I really have come full circle. I really believe that we would not be able to do some of the things that we're doing in the current state and the shifting that we're doing right now if I was still in the mental state that I was in a year and a half ago. But really beyond that, I think that the best part about going through this and doing the work has been my ability to become a better mother and a better wife and a better communicator as a collective. And that has trickled down to not just me, but it's trickled down to my children. It's trickled down for my husband. I have the most amazing communicative husband that I could ask for. But it has allowed me to find neutrality sometimes in my intense personality so that I can better communicate with him. He can better communicate with me. And we've really truly kind of broken some generational traumas that we didn't decide. We did not want to be able to pass down to our children. And I say that with love and compassion, but we parent differently now than we did a year ago, a year and a half ago. And I think that's probably one of the most important and blessings for me in my life, because my kids mean a lot to me. You know, they're my little people. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. So what has been the biggest transformation you got? And if it's relevant, how did it impact the different areas of your life?
Well, I know I learned to get out of like my own way, getting out of my own way. I've had plenty of money trauma conversations too. That's been one thing, is just never, knowing it's going to be there no matter how much I've got. I mean, you know what I mean? Just thinking that's it. Same as like work or clients or anything, just like always this such a scarcity mindset. I mean, I just had to work for months and months for that. I feel like it has finally just really sank in that, like, I mean, I don't know. It's funny how you could just change your kind of thoughts on it and it just pours in. And I just kind of also don't question it a lot anymore. I just let things happen and I the good things, I just take it. Yeah. So it's really good. And, a lot of what you said too. I wanted to go back and touch on one thing real quick about, with the whole Dr. Carmen thing. Like, I was the same way with, the depression stuff and the pills and all this stuff. And actually when I did the whole panel thing and everything with her, I mean, I had been taking stuff that should have like made all my levels higher and all this stuff. And it wasn't even doing that. And so that was one thing. I tried the pill route and it wasn't even working. So really just kind of like, not that I exactly meant to go that route. That's all I knew at the time. And then just kind of after Dr. Carmen, like I just completely switched everything. And it's just, so that like is one thing that made a huge difference. And then I'm also not just relying on a pill all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. Okay. Biggest transformation. Again, I think there are so many things that's conspired over this last year. I think one, you know, I'm on board with Brittany where getting out of my own way, getting away from some of the safety mechanisms that I have relied on for so long. Like I am a hardworking human, but I also have been so safe for so long. I'm not going to go out on a limb, you know? And so there's been a lot of instances where I've had an opportunity to really just try something and be okay with failing and trying something new and being okay with saying like, listen, this didn't work. It's okay to shift. And, you know, we talk about this a lot, like it doesn't mean something because I had to shift or I had to do something different. And then again, like the communication aspect for me has been huge. I've always been taught to just, you know, do it, don't whine about it, keep going. And that's caused a lot of issues in my life, in my communication with my family. And I think one of the biggest things have been just my ability to open up and really be able to communicate with my family and to like, for them to understand me and for me to understand them better so that we are a stronger unit. So, yeah.
All right, speaking of the panel, I'm going to put people there for you guys. What is your perspective? Because I know that's very unique to our coaching program, right? Like is that we have, you get coaching and you're also in the beginning, take this panel that tests your neurotransmitters, your hormones, your cortisol level. How did they complement or each other? Or was it, what was your perspective on the panel? How did it help you? Did it make you understand things about yourself better? Did you find it valuable? And I know like Alex finished the New Beginnings program and then she re-upped it for a year. And in that membership package, if you'll call it that, she's going to take another panel after a year and retest to see where her levels are at now. So yeah, just your guys' perspective on that.
We can take that back to one of the skepticisms of before I started with you guys, because I thought I'm not into this. I don't even go to the doctor. I don't have blood work done. I mean, I just don't do any of that stuff. And I didn't really care. Honestly, I didn't care at all. Didn't care a whole lot when I was doing it. I was putting spit into a tube. Yeah. I tried my hardest to follow all the rules and thought, okay, whatever, this is just part of it. And then I had the call with Dr. Carmen. And I mean, everything just clicked. I mean, so totally clicked. It was so great. Everything I had thought went out the window completely. I loved hearing about it. I loved hearing, because she even kind of would go into like kind of why a little bit, and she would say things and like, that's what Kim says. And it kind of just like put it all together. And it just turned out to be way more valuable, way more useful. And long-term, I mean, that's also your health, you know? And so it really just went hand in hand very nicely, more than I ever would have thought. It was really good to learn. And I definitely think they complement each other. I think one without the other just wouldn't be the same. I think it was very good to have both.
Cool.
You guys don't have to forgive me. Onyx is asking for attention. So the panel, ma'am. Good job. So the panel was really interesting for me. Obviously, you know, my background in health and fitness and gut health. And for me, I was always very nerdy about that. So I loved, that was one of my favorite aspects, because when we first started, I was actually very skeptical about the mindset situation, right? I was like, I don't know that this is going to work for me and so forth, but I know that something is wrong and I think I need testing. So I got extra nerdy. We did all the panels. I also did a gut health panel with Dr. Carbon. And I also did a thyroid panel, because I, like I said, postpartum, all kinds of things change. If you're a mom, you absolutely know. And I just wanted to make sure, because I was like, something's got to be off, right? Come to find out that head and body were both off, right? And it, one, really offered me some peace and some guidance, because I was already doing all the physical things. I was taking care of my nutrition. I was drinking enough water. I was trying to get enough sleep. And you know, I told my husband, I said, man, I'm doing all the things that I need to do, and something's still not working. So I think the panel one really gave me peace of mind to say, like, hey, there are some things off, but it's not the end of the world, right? Like, you can still manage this. You've got some gut health issues, you've got some stress issues, which is causing all the root physicality or the physical issues. Oh my god, sorry guys. So I think it gave me peace of mind, but it also gave me a direction of saying, like, I can now pair these supplements that I need, that I am in a deficit with, on top of, now I can work on the mental aspect. And truly, like, in the months following, I really started to become overall mentally, physically healthier. I was able to actually manage exercise a little bit better, things along those lines. So.
Cool. So what surprised you the most about working with me and Dr. Carmen?
Let's see, what surprised me most about it? I guess just the actual the change that it provided. I would say a lot of it would be just the change internally. I still find myself, sometimes I still get stressed that I'm not so stressed. like I am so used to, I was so graspy and stressed and busy to be busy all the time, but yet nothing got done really. And sometimes I will sit there and I'm just like, why? I don't know. It's like a PTSD thing. It comes up and it's like, why don't I feel that way anymore? I'm like, oh yeah, because I learned how to not. So I would say that would be my biggest change and all that, my favorite thing and all of that, with working with that. And just, I would love to see another panel. Actually, that's a good idea. I pretty much had no serotonin, no dopamine, nothing. I sounded awfully miserable in that panel. So Because I feel the same way. I was doing all the things I thought. I mean, I was working out every day. I was doing all my work stuff. I've got 3.5-year-old twin boys. I mean, I'm super mom with them all the time. I did all the stuff, you know what I mean? It was like something was still missing. And I found out what it was. So that was good. That was good. So I actually knew what to change and what to take and all that stuff. So
I'm going to ask you a follow-up question, Brittany, because I remember when you started, like in our consult call, you're like, yeah, I just need processes. Like, yeah. I just need some processes, Kim. And I was just like, we're not going to really do processes. We're going to coach on your mind. So tell me, because I could have, right? I could have just given you processes. I just don't personally believe, like, if processes were the only answer, we would all be rich. Mm-hmm. Right. So how has your business changed, or your personal life, whatever you want to explain on, how has it changed by not, how kind of like switched it up on you? Like, okay, we'll do that, but like, not really. Like, does that make sense? Does that question make sense to you?
I think I get what you're saying. Okay. Which I mean is good. It was very annoying at the beginning. I'm also very blunt like him, yeah. But like, I mean, it did. I'm like, that's just not, you know, the first couple calls, like, okay, well, I wanted a step-by-step process of like how to run a bit, which is obviously not exactly the point of any of it. But it helped me grow and kind of, like I said, just get out of my own way. And through the mindset work of and just all of it, I mean, just like the piece, just like, I mean, I can't even say like one word of it. I mean, it was just constantly diving into why. And Kim will sit there in like silence with me until I freaking come up with the reason why I feel some type of way. And I'm not a feeling kind of person, but I don't know, mad, the end, like the end. But you know, Kim is very like, well, why? Let's talk about this. I'm like, gosh, dang it. Do we have to, you know? And so, but no matter what it was about, just helping me get to the root of that. And it just completely just made everything change. So now, I mean, I've actually gone through a couple different like employees. I've grown in clientele. I've got processes for everyone. Everything is just super organized. But that's because I had the mindset to change things, and it wasn't so sporadic and busy. It was just, you know, and then like giving myself like the, just the compassion for myself of not having to do 100 things today. And then if I didn't get 100 things done today, then I was a failure. Like, you know, I just kind of got better with, you know, these are some things that I can do. And then I just do them, or, you know, whatever didn't get done can be done tomorrow. You know, I remember on a group call we had, somebody was annoyed that something came up and they had to deal with that instead of all this work that they needed done. And I felt that way so many times. My kids would get sick at school and I'd have to go pick them up. And I mean, I would just lose it. I'm like, I've got so much to do today. Like, why? And I was like, but yeah, but why didn't I do those things yesterday? And what really can't be done tomorrow or later or whatever? And so really just like, I think I needed a lot more grace than I ever gave myself. And I think that was a really big part in it. And I feel like I've come a long way with that. So
yeah. Has it impacted your business? Even though we've done some strategy, but we haven't done a lot of strategy. Has your business changed?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Because it's also not just me freaking out doing every single thing. I've learned how to communicate better to our clients and to the, us as a team. Just kind of everybody's got their stuff, but it is more team. We've got more clients, we do better work, we're getting better results. Like things are just in place better. That's another thing. Sometimes I still get like, I like look at, you know, I'm very like social media based. So I'm looking at all the insights and all the engagement and all that stuff. That's what I live for. And so when I don't know, I just go look at our clients sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get so proud of like where things are. And when people like refer me to other people, and it's such a good feeling. And now it's not just, oh, I met this girl, you should call her. It's like, look, this is what Brittany did for me. And it just makes me feel good. It makes me believe in myself more, getting better at kind of communicating all of that to people about what the goal is. So, and how we get there. And so, yes, it's changed my business drastically.
I love that for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm getting caught up in Brittany's story. I don't remember the question again.
Okay. What surprised you the most with working with me and Dr. Carmen?
Oh, that it's not like normal therapy. I always call it therapy. I always tell people, like, I'm doing therapy. I have therapy today, you know? And it's kind of funny now because I'm, you know, out in the wild and people are like, oh, you're in therapy. And I'm like, yeah, I am. It's not traditional, you know, and I love that because when I first was thinking about starting, getting into it, I was like, I don't want somebody just to sit there and for me to spill my feelings and for them to just like talk at me about the things that I need to do, right? Because for me, like talking at me basically just turns me into this like, well, I'm going to do the complete opposite of you. Okay. So I think it just kind of came down to, it wasn't traditional. It was the holistic piece of the puzzle that I had truly been looking for in my life and needed. But I was afraid of it, right? I was initially afraid to be like, well, I need to go to therapy, or I need to have a life coach when I spent the last, you know, almost 9 years helping other people to elevate their own lives. So I think that's probably the most surprising thing, is that it was very much less traditional and much less like, I don't know, couch talk, like sitting laying on a couch, you know, the basic, like, I don't know, depiction of what that looks like. I don't know. I'm sure there is life like that, but it surprised me in that matter and exceeded my expectations of what I thought I was going to be getting into, you know?
Yeah. And I remember when we started, like, you came to me just to help you with your mental health, right? Not necessarily your business, because you had already, was she your business coach or were you in a mastermind? Like, you had already hired someone else for business coaching. I think, you know, quite a bit of an investment into that. So you were kind of paralleling us both at the same time.
Right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like I said, I originally came to you because I was concerned that I was depressed. I was struggling with, I mean, everyday life, handling my kids, my relationship with my husband, which, you know, he's my best friend. And like, if anybody were to stay together for a long period of time, it's our two crazy selves. But even in that space, I was having such a hard time and just really contemplating, like, what am I doing, you know? But as things moved on, it became less of a situation of I'm depressed, I'm the victim of the story, things are problematic, to now, well, I have this situation. And I think that's what I love the most. It's like, I have this situation, it's rolling on upstairs in my head. I'm not exactly sure what to make of it. So we now get an opportunity to sit down, have a conversation, and then you get to, again, kind of like Brittany was talking, you like ask the questions, not you telling us what to do, but more so asking the questions that leads us to what's going to allow us to live in our highest and best self, right? And that was so important to me. Like I said, it's changed the dynamic of everything from how I interact with my immediate family to how I interact with the people around me. I'm more patient. I'm more understanding. I have more grace for other people because I have grace for myself most of the time. You know, so our relationship has changed a lot over the last year and a half, from me just like trying to get past, as you would call, the sea of misery, into what are the things that we can start putting in place to elevate the existence that we're living now and the existence that we're planning for the future too.
I don't do it every month, but some months I do a challenge in the group, and we had a risk challenge. So they were supposed to take risks throughout the months just to build that muscle in us, right? And Alex took me up on it and went hardcore. And she's like, I'm going camping by myself in Texas, and like took off to Austin and went camping by herself. Was terrified, but did it and came back. And I felt like you felt so empowered. And I think that really shifted, because you guys started making more risky decisions to create this big life that you are going to have, but you started dreaming about.
Yeah. That trip was interesting. I realized that it wasn't the camping that I was terrified of, but the aspect of driving 8 hours by myself and being away from my family. My husband and I have been pretty much running business since we've been together in 2015, early 2016. And we literally have spent maybe like 48 hours apart up until that point. And I'm talking like 48 hours completely. There were multiple times that I wanted to turn around and come home. There were times that I thought of myself, okay, I'll just drive like 2 hours and just stay somewhere random. But it really showed me that I could get out of my comfort zone, and that it wasn't so scary, and actually was really rewarding to be able to do those things. And then shortly after, we decided to move into an RV, and which is why everything shakes in this place right now. But move into an RV. We're renting our house, which is is our first investment property. We're moving on some other properties and doing things that there's a little gut wrenching, you know. It's kind of scary sometimes. I don't know that I would have been able to like make the rubber meet the road, so to speak. Prior to all of these things, all the work that I've kind of done over the years, because I was kind of the safekeeper, and I'm also the fire blazer of the family, and Darren just comes behind me cleaning up all the wildness. But so it was fun. I would do it again.
Yeah, we're all very driven women, right? We're all headed towards that $1 million, multi-million-dollar life, and building the resilience, the failure resilience, the tolerance, you know, that's just all of our journey on this panel right now, right? And we have to take risks, and we have to have our own back. So I'm super proud of both of you. You both have created amazing results. I've hired both of you, right? Like Brittany's in charge of my social media. She's made my Instagram grow. I get clients now from Google because of my SEO, because of her. It makes my life easier because her team creates posts for me. So she has benefited my business greatly, and she's amazing to work with because her whole philosophy is sustainability and social media marketing, which is not a lot of social media marketing people's agenda, right? They want to push you right from the get-go into Facebook ads and spending a lot of money. And Brittany really wants to create longevity and sustainability and constant growth. So I love her approach. Anyways, I had to brag on you, but I'm really proud of you, Brittany, for showing up. You were super busy. I get it, but you still showed up for all your calls. You did the work. Even though you're like, this is stupid, I don't want to do this. I just want processes. I don't want to take that panel. I don't want to talk about my feelings. I just want you to tell me how to do this. But you still did the work. Even when you were mad at me, I remember we had a victim conversation and you were pissed at me. And like, you still told me. Yeah. And you still showed up. So I'm just super proud of you and happy for you and excited for where you're headed, kiddo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really don't think I would have ever gotten here without you. So thank you so much, because you have truly benefited my life and people around me and people around my life.
Good. And Alex, you know, like I hired them, so I'm like, I have to get this six pack. So Alex is my nutrition coach. Darren does my programming. I am, I'm not an easy client in the sense that like, I will do what they tell me to do, but there's going to be lots of questions, a little bit of pushback. And they've been great.
No way. I love that.
Yeah. And I am like so much closer to that six pack than I have ever been. And my body is healed so much by working with them. And I'm super proud of all of the woman that you have become, Alex, because I remember where we started. Okay. And I always knew that woman was in there. We just had to like calm that brain down, right? And move out of that push energy so you could heal your relationship with you. And just the powerhouse that you've become by just tapping into the essence of who you are. And I'm super proud of all your work.
Me too. No, really, I am a man. Like I said, we're not perfect, right? We're all human and we're still always going to have tendencies. But I do, I tell Darren, like I said, Darren's my best friend. He always laughs at me because he always says, well, you don't have to tell me about your therapy session. We talk about all the things, you know, even when I'm talking about him, it's saying like, you something else, you know. But like the progress that has happened over the course of time, and I think the coolest thing is my ability to stay neutral in a lot of circumstances where my intensity, because I am an eight and I am very intense, I'm a very passionate and intense human, and my ability to like be able to hone in on that intensity in certain areas, but also be able to pull back and have some neutrality in life has just, it's been cool, you know. It's been so cool, because so often you are with people, you have, you know, circumstances with people, and it's hard to see what that other person is going through because everything is so emotionally fueled, you know. And all of the work that we've done really has allowed me to step back and look at it in a different light. And it's really helped everything from my ability to coach people, which you're not a bad client. You're not a, like, don't tempt me with a good time to get nerdy. Okay. But it's just allowed me to be a better coach, a better mom, a better everything. And man, I tell people all the time, like, I spent money on this. Like, yes, I financially invested into this, but this has been the best investment, one of the best investments that I have personally made in my life. I wish I would have done it sooner, hands down. So I just recommend people. Yeah,
Alex, your comment made me remember that, like, for a long time when I would like tell my friends about our sessions and everything, everybody would come up to me and like making fun of it, because they would be like, the situation is neutral, because I would tell everyone, I'm like, listen, your problem's not really your problem. And I would like try to like go through it with them and stuff. And anyway, but those things that just like can trickle into everyone's lives. And that's what I feel like I need to go change my favorite part answer, the favorite part of this process was that, like, we could talk about anything, like all areas of life. And I think that was a big, I think I also used to just compartmentalize every single thing. And that's just not how it works. And it was weird how much everything kind of flows into the other. So whether it is business or health or mom or marriage or whatever, I mean, it all flows together. And I really did love that. Just every week, we might have been on a different topic, and then we would, you know, it all kind of loops together. So
yeah, for sure.
It was really good. It's not like when you like sign up for Kim, you only talk about like this one thing forever, you know. I think it was really nice to like,
yeah,
for that too.
Yeah. What is the saying? How we do one thing is how we do most things. So it's like, it doesn't matter what we're coaching on, because it's impacting a different, all the different areas as well.
Yeah.
So what would be, as we close, two things. I want you guys to tell how people can connect with you guys if they want to work with you, or if they just want to connect with you because you think you're amazing people, because you both are. But also, what would you say to the people out there? What would be your advice for them, or what would you want to say to them in regards to this?
I would say my biggest advice would be to not let any preconceived notions you have about anything like this, influence their decision in Kim, because you do things so differently, just not even differently than other things I've seen, just different than I would have ever thought that this would be like. I couldn't have even dreamed this is how it would go. So it's just better times 10. It just, no matter what you think you need to work on. I went so far from where I thought I wanted to do this for. So, and I just got so much more out of it than I ever could have imagined and would have through however long of therapy, if I would have kept doing that for no reason, or anything. So, definitely would recommend you to literally everyone. I don't think there's a situation out there where it wouldn't be, where it wouldn't pertain. Let's see. Oh, okay. So my name, Brittany Burton. So that's it on Facebook. And then I own Rose Media Relations. So you can find that on Facebook or Instagram. My handle's at Rose Media Relations. Or my Instagram handle for me is, I change it all the time, honestly. It's probably like BrittanyBurton.rmr right now, I think. So, but yeah.
Yeah. And if people want to work with you, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Best way to connect with me would probably be email. It's my work email. So that's probably going to go to my website. You'll get a good feel. I've really learned that not everybody is a good fit for everyone all the time. That's just a fact of life. So you could definitely get a good idea of who I am and what I'm about by visiting my website, which is www.rosemediarelations.com. So it's RosemediaRelations.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Okay. It's me. No. Again, my name is Alex Marks. My husband and I run AOFitness.co or AO Fitness Concepts. You can find us on Instagram at aofitness.co or our Facebook, or my Facebook, Alex Marks, parentheses, my main name, Zuckerman. We always have lots of good free content, some sarcastic content, all the in-betweens. If you want to check out more, you can always go to the link in our bios. We have the website. We also are getting ready to kick off a BBH, Building Better Habits Challenge. This is the 30-day habit stacking challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we also do personalized coaching or private coaching, as Kim kind of spoke of. If I were to say one thing I could tell people, well, I always start with don't eat yellow snow, but that's not really that great of advice. But what I will say is this, is that even if you're healthy, and I've told this to people multiples of times, even if you're healthy, even if you're mentally like, man, I'm in a really good space, this program is not necessarily about flashing out all the wounds and things of your life, which that also kind of goes in line with you becoming an elevated portion of yourself, right? But even if you're healthy and your mind is healthy, it never hurts you to be able to kind of take what's rolling around upstairs and to be able to have an objective conversation with somebody that can offer you tools to elevate your life. And if you feel like you're not in a healthy space, and you're even thinking about like, man, you know, I want to be better for my family. I want to be better for this. I'm struggling in this space. Don't hesitate, because I say this time and time again, I wish I would have started sooner. And that, you know, wishes are for stars and I don't know, whatever's upstairs for us. Right. But I know that starting sooner would have allowed me to continue to progress faster and moving on, right? And I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have had to deal with some of the stuff that I deal with now, but I guess I started at the right time. I'm not supposed to. I know, Kim. It's fine. But like, just start, you know, find somebody that you jive with. Like I said, I love your guys' approach to a very holistic feel, and it's a problem solving situation. It's not just like, oh, tell me your feelings, right? Like, if you're not touchy feely, man, Kim's gonna be for you, y'all. You know, truly, because you help us solve problems. It's not just about like hashing out emotions and getting over that situation. And if you're feeling that way, if you're feeling like, man, I could really use somebody in my life, just start. I don't ever think you would regret it.
No.
At least I haven't. So.
Thank you, girls. Thank you so much for taking an hour out of your evening to be here and talk about your experience. I really appreciate both of you so very much. Yeah, that's all I have. Is there anything else you guys want to? You're good?
I think that about covers everything.
All right. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for over there in Facebook land. If you have any questions, put them in the comments. I'm sure the girls would be happy to answer. And I will also put in the comments how you can connect with them if you would love to work with them. I highly recommend both of them. They're amazing business owners. They're small business owners. So I love supporting them, supporting women in business. And they are both very caring and honest women with integrity. So your money is going to a good place when you support these women. Cool. Have a good night.
Thanks, Kim.
All right. Bye, kiddo. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. If this information was helpful, please share with a friend. We appreciate it when you take just a few minutes to leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. It helps expose our podcast to more people, getting this information into more hands. Currently, we're in open enrollment for our New Beginnings program. Dr. Carmen and I work with individuals to increase their self-confidence by doing mindset work and addressing the neurochemicals and hormones so they can create confidence at a faster rate, therefore achieving our dreams and goals faster. This is something you're interested in. You'll find our link in the show notes. We look forward to seeing you guys, and we'll see you next episode.